Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Again, my friends, and it is just insane what's going on. I cannot believe that Obama is officially becoming a dictator, and it is just being announced like they're talking about the cost of pork bellies or the weather in Topeka, Kansas. It is just being calmly discussed like you were tuning into the local news to hear the high school football scores on Friday night. I mean, this is amazing. This is how liberty dies, not with an uproar against it, but with a thunderous applause as the Republican Party leadership comes out and basically says on the NSA, you name it, we're just going to let Obama act unilaterally. But then the Speaker of the House, Boehner, I saw it on his Facebook, has an image of Boehner holding up the Constitution. And it says, you know, we operate under the Constitution. We have the Constitution. And then next to it, it has Obama saying President Obama has his pen and his phone. In fact, I'm going to grab that right now and retweet that. We're going to grab that image and retweet that at Real Alex Jones. In the next 5 minutes when I go to break, I'm going to tweet it myself. But the issue is there is everything in that image. Because Boehner has allowed this on so many fronts, and the Republican blue blood leadership has helped lead to this because they know Obama's going to leave office probably. He actually may not, though. I think it's in the cards they could set off nukes or something and blame it on the Patriot movement, and then all hell's going to break loose. But I don't even think they're that crazy because I've looked at the evidence, I've just really studied it geopolitically, culturally, across the board. I don't think the elite are that reckless. I mean, fortune does favor the bold, and the fortune they seek is tyranny and total dominance, but I don't even think they're that crazy because I don't see it going well for them. Maybe they know something I don't know. I'm sure they do, but they're strongly considering it. They are making preparations for it. I think Obama, in a couple of years, will leave office coming up in 3 years. I think he will leave office. But it won't matter because the executive and the bureaucracy will be an official, full-blown dictatorship. Kind of like under Caesar, the Roman Senate became ceremonial under Julius Caesar. And he became the new king of the Roman Empire. And then, of course, the long decline started from there. But this decline is going to go much, much, much faster now. And I've told everybody I have a lot of dread. I've been having dread the last few months, and whenever I have feelings of dread, really bad things happen. And I'm not the only one feeling it. Everyone I talk to feels it. And it is, let's not exaggerate, 10 times anything I've ever felt. It is so intense that I don't know what's going to happen. And I'm not in fear either. I'm just in preparation and trying to figure out why. I mean, you can see it all happening. I mean, we should all be upset off what's going on, but it's something much bigger. And I don't know if it's a giant false flag or World War III or an asteroid hitting the Earth or a global collapse in the financial markets or a bioweapon being released. I want to open the phones today and ask you, what are you feeling? Because you got to go off feelings. You got to go off gut at the end of the day. And I just have a desperate feeling of wanting to be able to figure out what's happening and somehow disarm this. And it's a feeling of like a child trapped under a car and you're not strong enough to get the car off of them and they're screaming and yelling asking for help. I mean, we're all collectively on this ship of humanity together. And the worst of the worst are running it. And I guess that's probably the gut feeling overall is just that we're in the hands of evil. And we wish it wasn't true, but it's true. And I think what I'm feeling is collectively everyone's starting to wake up to how much trouble we're in. And so I'm feeling the group collective's anxiety. I think we just quantified the large portion.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Granite Law is a law firm with partners in each state we do business. Our initial consultation is free. Granite Law is not licensed in all states.
Are you struggling to make your mortgage payments? Facing foreclosure? Trying to refinance or modify your home loan but have been turned down? Afraid you'll lose your home? There is a way out. The Obama administration has announced a government relief program called the Home Affordability and Stability Plan, funded by the Housing and Economic Recovery Act. It's designed to save 9 million homes from foreclosure, and there's a good chance you qualify.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Here's your chance to take advantage of this government-funded program that's sweeping the nation. Stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, convert your adjustable rate to fixed, and reduce it to as low as 2%, even reduce or eliminate past due payments. Simply call the mortgage hotline now at 800-308-9818. Call for your free no-obligation consultation, 800-308-9818. That's 800-308-9818.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Any outside guest on the broadcast today, but we're going to get the members of the crew that were out in California for 7 days in studio for the last half of the third hour, the last hour today, to get Jakari Jackson's breakdown, to get the breakdown by Don Salazar on other points in hindsight, and some of the video reports they've shot that we've not aired yet. They're going to be airing on the nightly news tonight and on the radio tomorrow on a host of issues, not just the radiation issue, increasing out on the West Coast and across the country as well. And then we're going to get Glenn Trolls and, of course, Josh Owens in here, the two camera guys that are both smart fellows in their own right, to give us their take. In fact, I'm going to spend most of my time talking to them because we haven't had them on air yet to give us their report on what's happening out in California with the increasing radiation waves coming across, being reported even by the federal government, hitting the West Coast as the meltdowns continue and as they continue to dump salt water out of the ocean by the hundreds of thousands of gallons a day onto the plutonium, the uranium, and the rest of it as it then just pours into the ocean, an ongoing Chernobyl event. Every few months, they're saying it's as big as Chernobyl. So this is just an ongoing cancer that is just continuing to kill the sardines, kill the tuna. I can't believe that major universities, we've covered it, say 98% die-off in the northern Pacific and in the areas around California in much of the sea life. This is just incredible. But I'm not going to cover that anymore today until the last 30 minutes of the transmission. You know, I woke up at 5 a.m. this morning. I couldn't sleep, and I basically sat there and read news till about 8 a.m., and then I got in here to the office about 30 minutes before airtime and started reading news again. And all of the incredible news that we're going to be covering, mostly in the second hour, fits into the puzzle, really illustrating that things are getting out of control. And that's what tyrannies are like. And tyrannies can usually control their domestic population, but then they pick fights they can't win outside the country. Generally, with other tyrannies, they're delusional as well. That's when you get big wars, is when you've got two delusional governments who are used to not being stopped and not being brought into line and who are out of control and who shouldn't be in power, who are control freaks, tyrants, autocrats, psychopaths, sociopaths, insane zealots. There's a lot of different variants in history. We have a scientific control freak group that has created a cosmology of control and a pretext for their lust for control that they call the technocratic scientific dictatorship in their words. I mean, these are words Zbigniew Brzezinski uses. These are words that Aldous Huxley uses, Julian Huxley of the UN. These are the words that all of them use. And that's what's so frustrating is I don't even read their books anymore. The last book I read by a globalist was last year by Zbigniew Brzezinski. His, I think, fifth book I've read bragging about how they run everything. I mean, Between Two Ages and some of his other books, he admits that the governments run the organized crime, that the governments run everything. And the argument was, well, we better control it or it'll get out of hand. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it. Well, you're certainly not controlling white slavery. You're expanding it. You're certainly not controlling the drug trade. You're expanding it. You're certainly not controlling parents that abuse their kids. You're taking innocent children to feed your mills. And that's always the argument up front to get good men who are warped but aren't overall bad to follow evil men's orders is, well, you know, the communists do false flags, and so do what you got to do, man. Are we going to do a false flag to stop the North Vietnamese from being able to gain the hearts and minds and kill hundreds of thousands? Or are we going to do what it takes and blow up that market, target some kids, kill a few kids, be real men, and then save hundreds of thousands? That's what Colonel Kurtz, which is based on a composite of several true stories, and that's on record. Coppola has now talked about that. It's a composite of several different events that happened in Vietnam. And with how special forces and people would end up basically going rogue. The military would later say they'd gone rogue. It was actually test operations to fight the Viet Cong with tactics even more vicious and evil and insane than their own. And Colonel Kurtz is saying, we came upon a village that had just been vaccinated. And because they'd accepted the aid and been vaccinated, the North Vietnamese regulars chopped off over 100 children's arms in a neat little pile. And they didn't do this because they were evil men or tyrants, to paraphrase Colonel Kurtz. They did it because they were hardened cadres who loved their families and did this on a mission to defeat us. And he said, if I had, you know, 1,000 such men, our troubles in Vietnam would be over very, very quickly. But, of course, Kurtz is insane and has malaria and has been doing these type of things, and that's how they corrupted our system. Oh, we're not going to let the communists steal the drugs, men. We're going to run the drugs, and we're going to control it. We're not going to, you know, let them be involved. Then we can limit it And this is, the truth must be guarded by a bodyguard of lies. Winston Churchill. But no, this is the path to evil. The end justifies the means. Do you know how Delta Force, this got declassified 15 years ago. Do you know, because they changed it after that, because it was actually people that criticized it, and it came out in Congress briefly. Do you know how Delta Force, from the Navy SEALs, the Army, you name it, the best of the best, do you know how Delta Force gets chosen? They bring them in after all this training and after all the psychological testing and everything, and they have them read Machiavelli's The Prince, written 500 years ago by an Italian nobleman. And in the book, he explains how you end up being more evil than evil to protect the good, and how that's how you dominate, and the end justifies the means. And they have them read The Prince. They don't do this now because they know how to pass the test. And then if they decided that, no, I will do horrible things for a greater good, they go, well, you have graduated. Welcome to Delta Force, Commander. And that's how this works. That's how this seduction works, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll be honest with you, fighting evil like I do every day, I want to resort to evil tactics. But I will not do it. Because you cannot use the Ring of Mordor towards good. To use the analogy of Gandalf, when he gets off the ring, he goes, no, 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 I would try to use this for good. Out of my heart wanting to defeat the evil, but I would become evil. And that's how it works. And in my life, I've gotten to the point where now I retrospectively look at what I've done in my own life and how evil always tries to project onto me that I'm bad, that I'm a wolf, that I'm corrupt, because the system knows my strength is in that I'm honorable. The system knows my strength is that I am true. The system knows I'm real. They got me totally surveilled. And that's a bad example of their own people who believe there is no good left. It's a bad example that I could have success against tyrants. It's a bad example that I could find others who believe like I do to join together in common cause for human dignity. That's something that's got to be crushed and destroyed. Well, I'm here to tell you, there are good people in this world. And there are a lot of them. In fact, the majority of people at heart are good. They're just deceived. And good people are always guilted by evil people, I've discovered, into feeling bad about all of our own little vices, our own little problems that we're not proud of. But we're human, and God knows that as well. It's the Pharisees and the accusers. The devil's called the accuser for a reason. They accuse us so that we stand down and feel guilty while they are consciously evil and want to learn about new forms of evil to deploy against people when we are consciously good and love God and our hearts are right and we want to be good. And I'm just learning more and more about the enemy and how the enemy operates. And the enemy is now showing itself because the enemy is in trouble. And the enemy will gain a foothold on this planet for a day. A day. A day is just like a couple of years in the universal time. The enemy will have his day. But it's already the beginning of the end for the New World Order. And the only thing that gives me sustenance is what feeds my heart and my soul, and that's liberty and justice. And I know my works are like dirty rags. But it doesn't matter because my heart is right. And I have a conscience, and I don't like the evil, and I don't like the bad. And more, I cannot be around it. I cannot stand looking at it. Intense conscious evil. I'm not judging people that have their own problems, their own thorn in the side. I'm talking about people who enjoy hurting other people, who enjoy hurting innocents, who enjoy torturing people, who enjoy wrecking societies. That's what I'm talking about. Now, I've preached enough, and I'm sorry, but I read all this news, and then I get on air, and I can't even cover it a lot because it affects me so much to know what's happening. And to see that we're following this globalist roadmap and it's leading right where they said it would, and we're just getting sucked down into it. But we're going to get into the huge news. And open the phones up. I'm going to give you the big news on the other side of this break. It's so important, ladies and gentlemen. Every hour, every minute counts before the full enemy onslaught is launched.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've heard about Numana, true American pioneers in healthy GMO-free storable foods. Great-tasting meals with no MSG, soy, or chemical preservatives. No high-fructose corn syrup or aspartame, and gluten-free options. Plus superior 25-year shelf life and good enough to eat now.
But have you heard this?
Numana is so confident in our quality and taste, we'll give you $50 just to try it out. Call 888-597-0775 or use coupon code RADIO at checkout. GMOfreefoodstorage.com. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
All right, you are go. All right, you are go.
We see the earth.
We've got it.
We see the earth now.
Coming up, folks, I'm going to play the FCC chairman being confronted one after the other at a public meeting. That's the most effective way to do it, is go in and have like 15 people and then every 2 minutes have somebody stand up and interrupt them, and it really shakes them up about the fact that they know cell phones on record. When you hold them up to your head for long periods of time, will give you brain cancer. It's a fact. It rattles the DNA, creates a vibration, breaks the DNA strands, gives you cancer. There's literally hundreds and hundreds of major studies showing it. They put out a few fake studies saying it isn't. We're going to be playing that video. We've also got Discovery Channel saying, hey, don't listen to conspiracy theorists. There is some increased radiation, but it's not bad for you. A la Ann Coulter, you know, the Japanese ought to be thankful. We've got that clip coming up. Nothing against Ann Coulter, folks. Just when you say the Japanese ought to be thankful, radiation's good for you. I mean, you know, just that's meant to get people to talk about you, so I will talk about you. That's a bunch of bull. And this attitude that you can drink a gallon of whiskey every day and not get liver failure, or this attitude we can be around all this radiation or have toxic waste out there, we need to clean up our environment. Just because the left uses the environmental stuff to power grab doesn't mean that we should then just not care about the environment. I'm now preaching again. Because they only do that so that we don't actually clean up the environment. So the globalists can continue to do whatever they want by leading the opposition. Just because they claim they're leading something doesn't mean that libertarians or constitutionalists or whatever you call yourself then just turn it over to them. It's very simple. Enough of that. Here is the big issue. And we've now reached the critical point that I've been warning everybody about the last 6 years. Or longer, but under Obama, it's been definitely materializing and accelerating and really fleshing itself out. Here's AP. Obama to Dems. I'll act with or without Congress. It's like the U2 song, With or Without You. Yeah, that's Hitler's maxim. Senior UK defense advisor, Obama is clueless about what he wants to do in the world. That ties into that. Because, again, these autocratic regimes are real good at thinking they're in control, lying to themselves, and just dominating everybody. But then it starts to get to the point where there are other governments out there that aren't going to buckle, and other groups, and then you end up getting giant wars. You end up getting civil wars when you guys stage some event and claim the Liberty Movement did it and then come to confiscate the guns. They're already trying to confiscate guns by stealth, listing people as mentally ill that aren't. But the list just goes on and on and on with what's unfolding right now. Now, the big issue is you're like, well, okay, dictatorship, we know that's happening. What's the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey Goodday would say? We're failing the test. Congress, on a host of issues, military operations, to a great extent, power plants, borders, now Obamacare, all of it is just letting Obama do whatever he wants. And Congress said on Monday, that is the leadership of it, the traitors, not the whole Congress, but people in control, the captain of the ship, the leaders of the committees, said, we're going to let you do whatever you want on the NSA. It's admitted to be giant and illegal. We were all part of it. In the leadership, we're going to pass the buck to you. And so Obama will come out with some rhetoric saying, trust me, that's the quote, I'm going to fix this, we're going to cut back on this, and then they'll actually expand it as he does on every front and betray people. And you've got the Republican and Democratic Party leadership that are working together to bamboozle the public and to act like they're actually reforming something when they're the ones, the same Republican and Democratic leadership, that are giving more money collectively to go after Tea Party candidates than they are against Republican and Democrat. While telling Tea Party, be our friends, come into the Blue Bloods. We don't want to fight with you. Be nice to us while they attack them. Through the government, through the IRS, with the funds, through all the so-called corporate organizations. They're all lined up, all the establishment. Most of them establishment nobodies who are mid-level toadies, who are functionaries in corporate governance, who sold out their whole future just to be invited to the table and not even be given scraps. Most of these corporate guys, just to be at the table and be patted on the head, like preening peacocks, they want to just be at the table, feeling like they're powerful, imagining that they're having power. Let me tell you, corrupt people that are looking for power or something, you would have gotten more power at this stage in the game fighting the New World Order than you'll get selling out to it. Don't you understand that, you idiots? You're so stupid.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Riders on the storm,
riders on the storm.
Riders on the storm.
Into this world we're born.
Into this house we're born.
Into this world we're thrown.
Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone and actor out alone. Riders on the storm.
There's a killer on the road.
There's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad.
Take a long holiday.
Take a long holiday.
Get out of the system.
Let your children play.
Stop caring what television tells you today.
If you give this man a rise,
start realizing every message they're selling you is to screw you up psychologically so you'll accept evil. Because evil can't control the world if you're operating from anywhere near a quiet place of authority and goodness. Quiet strength. The secret place of the Most High. right, look. So I've talked about Obama officially becoming a dictator, and this is the process. If he gets away with this, and if we don't make a huge issue out of it, and if Congress isn't forced, who's blackmailed and paid off and intimidated and ignorant, to really stand up against this now, Obama could actually try to stay in office. But because he himself is a puppet, they'll get more gas mileage out of a new puppet. The establishment won't let him. But here's the problem. When you create a centralized apex of power that's not distributed and it's not separated, it can be taken over by an internal coup. And I don't want a military coup in this country because those generally don't go well. It was led by patriots and they reinstated the Bill of Rights and Constitution and tried to dismantle the system and was honest about it and said, we've had a false foreign takeover. And then they, you know, tried to put the Speaker of the House in control. It still wouldn't go well because the Speaker of the House is controlled by the very same globalists and intimidated. That's why our system is in so much trouble. That's why the globalists are so incredibly ignorant of the danger that they've foisted the whole world into, because they think they're playing a 19th century coup d'etat by bureaucracy and by corporate interest. But that's not what's happening. They're actually destroying the entire infrastructure of checks and balances that has allowed a lot of wealth to be generated and produced and a lot of liberty to be maintained compared to other nations. Now, there is a lot to break down. There is a lot to cover here today. But what I'm getting at is this. Congress is telling Obama in almost every message they send him, we're not going to resist you. We are going to fully and totally empower you while only giving lip service rhetoric against you. And that tells you that when you see Homeland Security gearing up to crush domestic dissent, when you see the spy grids being rolled out publicly, when you see all the preparations for war being made, when you see the preparations for economic collapse and bank holidays and bail-ins and stealing your bank accounts and nationalizing your private pensions and cutting Social Security, all those preparations are being set up. And none of that will ever make the country solvent. This is a process we've been put into to be bankrupted and robbed towards total political control and centralization and domestication. They want you dependent. This is horrible slavery and bondage we're going into, consciously, premeditatedly focused. And I and Ron Paul and Rand Paul and Ted Cruz and countless others who love liberty, and they all tend to be generally libertarians or constitutionalist, classical liberals, are fighting the authoritarians that call themselves liberals and the authoritarians that call themselves mainline Republicans. Whether it's World Ent Daily or Matt Drudge or even Glenn Beck, for that matter, it's good messages overall of what made this country great and of the fact that, hey, we didn't cause this calamity and this list of calamities and the cascade of crises that are coming and unfolding. We didn't cause this. All of us are somewhat guilty for not doing enough, not being virtuous enough, not being moral enough to stop it, the degeneration of society. But we're not consciously aiding and abetting this. And now we know it's happening, and we're going to do something and say something about it. That's all that matters. And then if you do say something and stand up, and if you try to be Andy Griffith in your area and really try to help your community and not Judge Dredd, we can begin to turn this society around.
Unfortunately, you've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's at the root of all our problems. Some of these same voices also do their best to gum up the works. They'll warn that tyranny is always lurking just around the corner. You should reject these voices. Because what they suggest is that our brave and creative and unique experiment in self-rule is somehow just a sham.
All right, that's enough. I mean, it is a sham. Obamacare is a sham. Shipping the jobs overseas is a sham, a scam. Everything now is a scam. And good people in government have basically given up. And good people in corporations have kind of given up. And there's this laissez-faire attitude about evil that is going to unleash hell on earth. And it does every time, by the way. But this isn't Rome. This isn't Babylon. This isn't ancient China. This isn't ancient Mesoamerica, where all they had was swords and spears to cause living hell. Now they've got nanotech, bioweapons, chemical weapons, nuclear weapons, and other horrible things, and psychotronic and positronic and brainwashing and chemicals in the water. And, I mean, it is just a bunch of psychopaths turned loose with our resources and our technology in compartmentalized above government corporate reservations, playing God while they create hundreds. It's like 24 underground seed banks and over 100 DNA and RNA banks, and they're building giant underground bunkers and talking about how great it's going to be after the huge apocalypse that's coming, cataclysm. They're calling it that in all these shows and movies about how wonderful it's going to be. You're soon all going to die, and then a small elite will reemerge and create a utopia. Moonraker, Moonraker, Ian Fleming, MI6. Elysium. Doesn't mean it's all going to happen that way, but that's what they're shooting for. They go off to Elysium, but more technically underground, but they have the Elysium plan. Did you know all that's really a real plan? Look it up. The Ring Cities. We could already have all that, ladies and gentlemen, but they're not going to let you have that. 2001 Space Odyssey. Two men go into space. The robot, the technocracy, kills one of them. Then the transcendent man has to double-cross the machines and then be reincarnated as a god. That's the Illuminati dream. And that's what they really talk about at the highest levels, is how it's going to get down to just a few hundred of these people that are still alive and have merged with machines, and they're going to have some super battle with each other until the ultimate creature survives and becomes God. I mean, this is what Ray Kurzweil and all of them write about, and it's crazy. It is the ultimate selfishness, and I want to explain to everybody out there, they're doing it. They mean to try to complete this plan. And if you don't go research what I'm saying and find out it's true, you're nuts. You know, it's halfway driven me mad knowing all this information, but I've finally gone in through and beyond, and I'll go in through and beyond to the next level, but I've come in through and beyond to the next level of understanding, and I am at quasi-peace now. Because the knowledge of the enemy mind and of their plan is unbelievable. Let me tell you, when you really know this stuff for real, there ain't no going back. What does Neo get told by Morpheus in the Matrix? Morpheus says, someone cannot be told about the Matrix. You need to see it for yourself. Now listen, I'm not saying you're going to like this. All I'm offering is the truth. You take the blue pill, this ends, you go back to Wonderland. You take the red pill, and I'm going to take you down the real rabbit hole and show you how deep it goes. And by the way, I don't know how deep it goes. I'm far from being down the rat hole, very far. But I got to go down this rat hole to come out on the other side and find reality. And all I know is the people running the institution are the craziest amongst us. And here I am in a country with three children and my family, comfortable with tyranny. I mean, I still go to movies. I still go out to dinner. And I got to go to movies and go out to dinner. I've got to have some time off. I've got to try to get my head out of this sometimes because it's unhealthy to only be focused on this because you can't always be on the front lines of a war. And I don't blame anybody out there who's done nothing to fight this because it's so big, you ask yourself, what can you do? But we're at that key juncture right now where they've brought the dictatorship out in the open. They're trying to sell it like it's no big deal. We have entered the most important time in human development and human history. Hold on 1 second. Hey, I'm going to break in 4 minutes. I'll call you back, okay? Thanks. That's an emergency call. I've been calling about 5 times. Now, continuing, we have a decision to make. We know where we're going. Are we going to continue on that path? And all we have to do is morally say no, spiritually say no, remove ourselves from the equation in our minds, and our body will begin to make choices, and our minds will continue to make choices in everyday life that will begin to dig us out of this so that as the enemy mass projects its attack, we will build up to meet that attack, and then we'll be able to have a soft landing in this decadent cycle that we're entering the bottom of. We're entering the beginning of the end of a cycle. And if we make it through this cycle without blowing the earth up or killing everybody, humanity has really got some amazing things in front of us. And all that matters, if you really think about it, is not us individually. What matters is the group. Now, individualism is paramount and key, but that doesn't mean you're an individual and only care about yourself. It means you individually honor the individual, and we must fight this corporate globalist Borg, meaning that if we individually have to sacrifice ourselves for the whole of individuals, then we will do it. And in that understanding, in that decision, all the answers will flow forth from that, deciding which side we're on. And I know I get on the air now every day and just marvel that Obama is officially a dictator. By every historical benchmark, we've been in a depression for 5 years, a selective depression by every benchmark. We're in a health crisis by every benchmark. I was seeing numbers just the other day. Well, this morning I was doing research. I meant to send it to the guy so I'd have it, where certain types of brain tumors on the side of the brain where people use the cell phones are just off the chart, multi-thousand percentage point increases. And the system knew that with rats back in the 70s and studies that are published. They deployed technologies that are so easy, so convenient, that we all love, that literally kill us, a soft kill weapon. And I mean, that's just one example of thousands of the type of mindset we're dealing with what is at the bottom of the rat hole. Death, pure evil, liquid hate. And the animating spirit of this world, the animating spirit of wickedness. And it really does come down to a fight between good and evil. And I've got to get to all this news. The big issue is that Congress is ceding Obama power and is acquiescing to him on every demand on paper and in reality. They are putting out some rhetoric that they are against it because of the massive backlash. They want you to think that they're doing something about it. Here is an article. I retweeted this up on InfoWars, the Twitter for Real Alex Jones. And it says, President Obama has his pen and his phone. And it's an image of Obama at his desk in the Oval Office. And the next to it is John Boehner saying, we have the Constitution. The problem is John Boehner is only doing that in symbol to make you think there's opposition. John Boehner, for whatever reason, hangs out with Obama constantly, plays golf with him. They're big buddies. And it's all a big sick joke to these two sycophants that are two narcissistic punks. You can look at both of them. They're not even dark generals. They're not even demonic, you know, high-level warriors of the New World Order. They are little front men, little preening, metrosexual punks. Obama hates America, hates freedom, hates the family, and is purely turned over to evil. I don't think Boehner is completely evil, but he's definitely a little sellout. And literally, you read the comments, no one in here is going along with Boehner on his Twitter out of thousands of shares and comments. Everyone's saying, what's taking so long for you to do something? Appoint a special committee to investigate Benghazi already. Impeach Eric Holder for lying to Congress about Fast and Furious. And prosecute those responsible for using IRS to harass American citizens. All the way up to and including those in the White House. Do it now. Stand up for America. With all due respect, sir, the Constitution is apparently only as good as your willingness to uphold it. Quit acting like you're going to do anything remotely close to following your oath of office. This is the comments. Fear nothing will happen, and John Boehner is an enabler. When you take action to stop this dictator, then I will start to believe you. When he is impeached, then I might start to trust you. Until then, it's all blah, blah, blah. That's what every person I was reading. I can't find one person buying it, Boehner. We see you, you piece of trash. We see everything you do. And we're going to be here the entire time chronicling your crimes and letting everyone know who's behind the shutdown of this country and the world. And when we finally restore this republic, believe me, there's going to be a Nuremberg trial. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through January 31st. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
Nobel Prize winner Alexis Carroll, cell biology researcher, discovered a detoxified and nourished cell lives in a state of eternal youth. Clean cells will result in improved energy, mood, blood sugar, liver function, and skin health. Also, you can lose fat and keep or gain muscle and reduce or eliminate inflammation and more. To discover how to detoxify and nourish the 100 trillion cells of your body, call this free recorded message at 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assemblies.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. 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 The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
NSPHLA News 12's Jeff Farrell discovered the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you've got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring through the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
It's a joint military training exercise involving local police, also military.
In your apartment!
I am in my apartment, sir.
The wagon's on right now!
I am inside.
I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face-to-face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want to come and take them!
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
This is the heart of 1776.
Again, folks, I like to run that at least once a week, that Darren McBrain piece we put together, because it just illustrates just a snapshot of where we are as a society. Now, here's the issue. I want to open the phones up for the entire next hour and cover a lot of news in between. For folks to call in on two subjects and two subjects only, first-time callers, I want to hear from you on, A, what do you think we do about forcing Congress to stand up to the fact that the bureaucracy is turning the presidency into a dictatorship, officially? What are ways to challenge that through grand juries, the states lining up against them, having state referendums to say they're not going to follow dictatorial edicts? I mean, this is lawlessness now, even against the Congress. This isn't even a federal state issue now. But if the Congress won't do it, what do we do? We've had constitutional lawyers on about that subject. And also, why is everybody on edge? Why is everybody saying they feel like something bad is going to happen? Everybody I talk to, and I see people around the country, they say they feel the same thing. Is it the financial collapse? What is it that's coming? Is it war? China threatening to attack islands and invade and massing troops on the North Korean border? What do you think's coming up in this year of 2014? 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We're coming back in the second hour with a ton of news and your calls.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base. Nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.